This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And good to have you here for the conversation on a Wednesday. I know you missed me yesterday because you needed my insight on the fallout from Helsinki. The fallout is this. The president should be measured on his accomplishments, not on his comments. He's not the most articulate, and he's more of a shoot-from-the-hip sort of guy. You may have realized that about President Donald Trump at this point. Measure him on results is my advice to you. And look at the way the media treated Ronald Reagan after Reykjavik in 1986. They said he had been overshadowed by Mikhail Gorbachev, that Gorbachev was the superior and the adult in the room. And when that all fell apart and the talks broke down over the Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI, well, the media all clamored at how bad Reagan was. And, of course, it was the same folks that told you that Ronald Reagan was going to take you to World War III and that it was all going to come to an end and Reagan was this and bad and so on and so forth. It's the same usual suspects that attacked Donald Trump. Make no mistake. So I wouldn't give it too much concern. Not much at all, because the left, well, look at all the Republicans that are criticizing Donald Trump. Bob Corker, John McCain, Ben Sasse, Michael Hayden. Yes, all never Trumpers. All people that have no interest in Donald Trump ever succeeding, who would have you believe that somehow, although they can't quite explain this part, somehow this nation would be better off if Hillary Clinton had won the election in November of 2016, that somehow we'd be better off today with a whole bunch of Supreme Court decisions that had gone far left and have activist judges being loaded onto our federal courts, that somehow America would be better in that position, which you clearly know is not true, which I clearly know is not true. But I took the time to field interviews from the BBC and NPR. And, of course, as invariably these things go, I get some well-reasoned and well-thought-out comments from listeners. Travis Sire, one of those listeners. Wow, I just caught your mindless dribble on NPR. Going out of your way nationally to insult Americans and support this steaming pile of fill-in-the-blank. You can call it an administration and a president. You should be ashamed of yourself and the hate and propaganda you spread. I am a conservative liberal, whatever the heck that means, Travis. I didn't vote for Hillary, but the whole pass the buck on to her is weak and played out. She is not an issue. This traitorous administration and its plan to make America weak and corrupt is the issue. Our Constitution and our democracy is being used as toilet paper for the rich. You feed the pigs because the pigs feed you? If I didn't have a full-time job bringing constructive joy and overall goodness to my community, I would devote every inch of my fiber and well-being to take down fascist pigs like you and the circus blank show, making a stake in my country here today. This is what they write to me. I fight the good fight on the local ground level, but listening to a blowhard who thinks he knows it all, spewing garbage and contributing nothing constructive, it's my job to call you weak pieces of morally corrupt souls out. Well, thank you, Travis, for that. Oh, and one more paragraph. Could you not do something better or more positive with the time you've been given here on Earth? I feel sad and sorry for you, Mr. Radio Personality. Excuse me while I go throw up my breakfast now. I will never understand how you were allowed your precious few moments on NPR this morning. You're an awful excuse, or maybe better yet, an honest portrayal of what is wrong with the media today. Seek professional help immediately. You know, it's constructive, well-thought-out letters like this one from Travis that concern me deeply. Travis didn't listen to anything I had to say. Travis didn't understand that what I was pointing out was true and accurate. That this president would be attacked on any level and for anything at any time by a whole host of these folks, including Bob Corker and John McCain, Michael Hayden, another Never Trump guy. There's a whole host of Never Trump people that have never been able to admit they were wrong, because if you look at the results of the election, they were wrong. And you look at what happened in Helsinki, not the president's strongest moment, fair to say. He has since corrected that, said he misspoke and meant to say that he had no reason not to believe the Russians were involved with meddling in American elections. But I am also fairly worn out by this whole, it's unanimous from the American intelligence community. No, not really. There's a couple of agencies in the intelligence community that looked into Russian meddling, but I can assure you it was not involving the Coast Guard, among others. This notion that 17 different agencies looked into it is just not accurate. You know that, and so do I. So Larry Slotnick wrote me this bit of lovely correspondence, and I'm going to share these with you going forward in the future. I'd like you to drop me notes. Go to stevegruber.com. I like to hear from you. And if you don't want to call into the program, that's fine. Drop me a note, and I'm happy to read it here on the air. Be advised that if you send me a nasty note, I'm more likely to read it on the air because I find that somewhat more entertaining. Hi, Steve. I just listened to your interview on the BBC. Wow. You're good. Really good. I can see why you're so successful in the cultivation of a large audience of those deep-thinking Trump supporters, scoring those interviews with Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Outstanding. Your form of entertainment is poisonous to democracy and American values. No doubt you believe that what America needs is an arrogant, vulgar, childish, self-aggrandizing, uneducated, and uninformed person as our chief executive. Meets with NATO leaders and denigrates them, then meets with Vladimir Putin and praises him. Brilliant. Truly a step in the right direction. But hey, he does what he says he's going to do, such as turn Anglo-Americans against Muslims and Hispanics and give ridiculously large tax breaks to corporations when they certainly do not need them. Oh yeah, there was that promise to bring down the cost of prescription drugs and ISIS is crushed, but that's no thanks to the U.S. Listen, I'm the furthest thing from a Republican that you'll find in this country, but a couple of things Trump said on the campaign trail didn't really bother me regarding cutting back on U.S. military interventions, condemning the invasions of Iraq. Bottom line is that you just can't trust the Russian state. Do you know that the Russian economy is approximately one-tenth the size of the U.S. economy? Russia basically has no economy except for natural resource extraction and processing. Putin's form of government doesn't support anything else. Putin will do anything to bring the Russian economy out of the dark ages. Sound familiar to North Korea? Why does Trump pay any attention to these people? They do not have the interests of the U.S. in mind. Not one fill-in-the-blank bit. I know it, and you know it. Now we're in the United States, so you have the right and privilege to say what you want, to say what you do. Whatever you want to do, you should feel grateful for that, Steve, but many Americans will feel you are in bed with treason. You're choosing to make a living and create wealth for yourselves by supporting an autocratic buffoon who is committing official acts that border on treason. And when the house comes down, and it will come down, you will be all alone. Well, we'll see. But I greatly appreciate your input and that of all listeners. I do. I greatly appreciate you coming in here. Oh, and by the way, it's interesting to note that he did point out that Russia's biggest asset is energy, like the energy they're exporting to Germany and putting Germany on the hook. But I'm going to guess that old Larry here didn't believe it was right for the president to call out Germany for their foolhardy fool's errand to be on the take from Russia when it comes to natural gas. Again, stevegruber.com, the place to send me messages. Please do that. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy. DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. Know your own power, DTE.